From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama concluded his four-day campaign trip today with a rally in Minneapolis. NPR's Ari Shapiro is traveling with the president.
Minnesota's retiring Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty is believed to be considering a run for president. He welcomed President Obama to Minnesota with a satirical video where Pawlenty explains the local lingo.
For example, we say oofta. If you wanted to use it in a sentence, it would be like, you said unemployment would stay below 8%. And now it's almost 10. Oofta.
Mr. Obama rallied thousands of supporters on the University of Minnesota campus. Democrat Mark Dayton is running for governor here against Republican Tom Emmer. The close polls suggest this could be the rare state where Democrats pick up a governor's seat this year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin says now is not the time for Republicans to ease up with 10 days to go before the elections. She told a crowd of Florida Republicans today that now is the time to dig deep. She took aim at President Obama and suggested he apologize to the nearly 15 million people who are unemployed in the U.S. To the anger of the American government, the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks has published hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. military documents showing the civilian death toll in the Iraq War rose by at least 15,000. As Larry Miller reports, WikiLeaks justified the release of the files at a London news conference.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange sums up the nearly 400,000 pages of the U.S. military files this way.
Iraq was a bloodbath on every corner.
The U.S. maintains the leak puts Iraqi lives in danger, but WikiLeaks' Kristen Hofnesson denies that.
Documents in the highly redacted form contain no information that could be harmful to individuals.
WikiLeaks cautions that even though the files shed new light on the Iraq War, the information comes from U.S. military personnel who may have had reason to cover up the truth about civilian deaths. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Coast Guard crews are trying to solve a mystery in a pass of the Mississippi River. There's an area of brown or dark red water just south of New Orleans, and officials want to know if it's oil or maybe an algae bloom. Already two flights have inspected the area in question. A spokesman says if the discolored water has hydrocarbons, tests will be performed to determine whether the oil came from the BP oil spill. Another massacre in the Mexican border city of Juarez. Police say gunmen stormed two homes last night and shot to death 13 young partygoers. Officials say they found 70 bullet casings from an assault weapon often used by drug gangs. The drug violence in Juarez has become so prevalent, many residents are afraid to leave their homes. Police in the nation's capital say they've arrested three men suspected of running a drug lab in one of the dorms of Georgetown University. This is NPR News from Washington. The CEO of Chicago-based Tribune Company has resigned. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, the leader of the media company that owns the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times was forced out after being accused of raunchy and boorish behavior.
Tribune Company CEO Randy Michaels leaves after weeks of mounting criticism for what many current and former employees describe as turning the formerly stuffy and sober corporate culture into something more like a frat house or a locker room. Many complained of lewd, sexist, and bawdy behavior by Michaels and the cadre of lieutenants he brought in. Michaels was hired for his creativity and unconventional style, so he could shake things up in a time of growing company losses and uncertainty in the media landscape. And some credit Michaels with taking the 163-year-old company out of the old media doldrums and stabilizing Tribune's finances. But in the end, his raucous and highly sexualized antics alienated employees, board members, and the company's creditors as it struggles to work itself out of bankruptcy. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is launching a legal fight against Federal Express's Ground Package Delivery Union. He says the company classifies its drivers as independent contractors and that illegally deprives them of legal protections workers enjoy. A spokesman for the Memphis-based company says the lawsuit is without merit. The American League's Texas Rangers are heading to the World Series. Now we're waiting to see who will win the National League championship. Tonight, the Giants and the Phillies will play Game 6 in the best-of-seven series, and the Giants hold a 3-2 edge. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.